Hi, and welcome to this episode of Digital Alchemy, the podcast of ABAM Digital Creations. I'm Laura Jean Palmer Maloney, and it's a pleasure to get together with you to figure out how to transform your business's web presence into business profit. What is your business's unique value proposition? Why do you even need to care about that? As a small business owner and as someone working closely with businesses who can't wait to convert, they want people to come in and buy something. It's very important for me to help myself and others think about the value proposition that your business is putting forward. This is a very interesting mix of your experience and expertise as a business, the product or service that you're offering, and the way you present your brand. A value proposition is a promise of value to be delivered, communicated, and acknowledged. It's a belief from the customer about how value will be delivered, experienced, and acquired. A value proposition can apply to an entire organization or to customer accounts or just to products and services, but I want you to think of it as a blend of it all. So there's some tangible products, services, people, places that are all part of the mix. There's a strategic focus that's woven into who you are, why you are, why you do what you do, and what you do, and how you do it. All of those are part of that strategic focus. The perception that others have of you and that you have of others, because perception is all about your ideal client and how you're reaching them. These connections are what come together to attract someone to you. And it's from this value proposition that you can build relationships and that you can get to and ask. So what is your value proposition? Sometimes it's important to ask others for feedback. When you have a relationship with either another business or a colleague who is intimately involved with what you're doing and how you're doing it, you might get them to evaluate, how do I come across? How does my business come across? What are some things? Get them to put together a bullet list of things that cross their mind when they're thinking about your business to help you see some of how your value proposition comes across to others. From the position of a value proposition, you can start to separate yourself from the pack. You can create offers that are unique to you, and you can get out of the constant competition and trying to find the way to be the cheapest. Because if you cannot be the cheapest, you're not. And if you're floating in the middle somewhere, it's not going to make it an attractive option. Whatever you have to sell is not attractive unless you can make it part of an offer that can't be refused. And as cliche as that is, you know, I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. It's all about that, right? Because people buy based on their emotion. They buy because there's something that resonates with them. They're buying because of your value proposition, not because of your price, if you build an offer correctly. The value proposition of a business should come across in all aspects of the business. There are going to be things about the brand, the product, the service, the experience and expertise, all of those come together in the way you reach out to your customers and clients, whether it's through social media, whether it's through email marketing campaigns, or whether it's through the funnels that you build for sales, whether it's your website. Everything that is about your business needs to have a sense of your value proposition, your brand, your product, your service, your experience, your expertise. Those things make you unique. Then you build your offers within those things, and it all makes sense, and it all comes together, and it's all cohesive. The copy that you use, the branding that you use, the graphics, the illustrations, the photographs, the design work in general, all need to be tied to that value proposition that makes you, you. And someone who is really excellent at branding will do this whenever anything is being created. Copy will be written correctly. It will resonate with your ideal client when you have your value proposition identified and you're working from it. And even though it may sound easy, this is work, because you almost have to peel back layers of the onion. You have an idea of what your value proposition is. This is what makes us unique. But if you're not telling it correctly, if you're not showing it correctly, you've got to keep adjusting. You've got to keep drilling down until you have the words that click with your ideal client. And then everything will fall together. So, in the world of value proposition, let's imagine that you are trying to put together an email marketing campaign and you have an ask for someone. You want them to go check out a website, or you want them to go and make a purchase, or you want them to do whatever it is you want them to do. That call to action is put out there. Before anybody clicks anything, they're trying to figure out what's in it for me. This is going to be taking away my time and my focus from something else that I could be working on. What's in it for me? Your value proposition should have it crystal clear in a simple, easy to understand way. Someone's got to know why they would do what it is you want them to do. What's it going to bring to them? And even though the what's in it for me feels very selfish, you have to be thinking about that in terms of your ask, because you are, when you say, click here, do this, do that, you are asking someone to dedicate time and attention. They deserve to know what's in it for them. So in the way that you need to, based on your experience and expertise, based on this product and service, based on your service that you have to give, attract them. Let them know that it'll be worth their time. Now, as we think about ways that people use their time and talents in a business, it might be that that experience and expertise is kind of hidden rather than explicitly stated. So if there's something that needs to shine in terms of the about, who's this team, let it sparkle. Bring people's times, talents, and genius zones out there and showcase them. If there is something about a product or service that needs to be highlighted, do it. I'm not saying that you don't do these things independently, but always know that that bottom line that you're needing to get to is, this is our unique value proposition, and this is why you need to be doing it with us. Whatever I'm asking you to do, you need to be doing it with us, because we have that value like no other. The value proposition is also something that gives people a sense of confidence. They are considering working with you. They're pondering other opportunities out there. But yours, yours is the one that works. The way you communicate, the way you tell your story, they know you're the key. You're the fit for them. Now, be aware that there are some people, when they are looking for the right fit, they're going to know that you're not it. Your unique value proposition does not resonate with them at all. And that's fine and wonderful because they are not your ideal client. And you need to trust that that is the case. And you need to be thankful that you're able to weed them out before you bring someone on as a client to work with when it is not the right fit and will not work well. Oh, that can just be because you, as the business person, need to realize you've got a lot of the what's in it for me. And sometimes that quick little amount of money that you might have made on a client that you knew wasn't going to be the right fit anyway ends up being a time suck like no other, and it draws your attention away from doing the work you want to be doing. So be aware of that. This value proposition, the idea of a value proposition for a business, is one of the foundational components of how you sell any product or service. It's all about how you build your relationships. So keep that in mind. Work with it. And know that it's bound to be dynamic, because as you learn and grow, as your team matures and changes, you may need to address this periodically to go, how does this tie to our mission and vision and our why as a company, as a business? And when you can do that with confidence, then what you have is a very strong position to work from, and your potential clients, those leads, will be able to tell that. And they will go with you. If they're the right fit, you've got them. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Digital Alchemy Podcast. If you want to learn more about podcasts, or you want to figure out how to create your own or work with Abum Digital Creations to work one for you, check out our website. Send us a note. Contact us. Podcasts are a great platform for sharing ideas, and we're happy to share this time with you.